Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Ross. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth misplays the ball. That's an error on Bloodworth. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker strikes out. One out. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Moses steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Grove, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes York. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Callaway applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris who is chasing the ball. Hodgin reaches third base with a triple. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Hodgin scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Bloodworth covering, for the out. Callaway moves to third. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bloodworth. Callaway scores. Tresh moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to third. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Moses steals second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris who is chasing the ball. Tucker reaches third base with a triple. Tresh scores. Moses scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. Curtwright bunts towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tucker scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a pop-up towards third. Hodgin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hodgin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodgin moves to second. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-0 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodgin scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. QL moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Tresh moves to second. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Tresh moves to third. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Curtwright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ross scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Quell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tresh. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Tresh steals second. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Tucker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kurtwright hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to third. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Wakefield scores. Higgins moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-1, White Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to third. Harris moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins scores. Harris scores. York moves to third. It's 7-3, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Paul Richards. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. York scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-4, White Sox. Charlie Metro pinch runs for Rip Radcliffe. Prince Onya pinch hits for Johnny Gorsica. Prince Onya is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onya hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Unser now catching. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hodgson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Unser and he is out, Bloodworth applying the tag. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Unser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 3 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wakefield moves to second. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Unser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grove is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. York strikes out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.